Finally, the National Union of Mine Workers says it will hold talks with AngloGold Ashanti to try and persuade the company not to retrench more workers. Yesterday, the union confirmed that it had received a notice from AngloGold Ashanti to retrench 2,000 mine workers. The union says it is shocked at what seems to be a trend at the company. In January last year, the company retrenched 849 mine workers. NUM spokesperson Lebowani Mamburu says retrenchments cannot be the default position for companies, especially during such high rates of unemployment.
Once the company has issued Section 189 to retrench, there's a 60-day period of consultations. We will use that time to engage with the company to rethink its position about this fashionable trend of retrenching mine workers, or whenever they feel like.